When Sean Mitchell got up to speak at Tuesday afternoon's Rotary meeting, he said he was intimidated by the Park City Rotarians. That's saying a lot from the Utah District Governor, who travels all over the state speaking to Rotary clubs, many of which are larger than Park City's.
You do things well in Park City. People know who you are. People know what Rotary does. You're engaged. You have a presence in the high school. You work with young people, and you do a lot of good.
Mitchell said Rotary has a brand identification problem in other communities, but not in Park City. He says people should think of service when they think of Rotary.
Rotary is 1.2 million people in 200 countries with the purpose to do good and create peace and hope in the world. And they do that through service. Clean water, clean health, eradication of polio, literacy, education. So it's doing good in the world with the purpose of bringing about hope and peace through service.
One thing he especially hopes other clubs take away from Park City is the importance of diversity.
You seem to cross the boundaries of all cultures and bring a lot of different cultures into the Park City Rotary Club. Plus, Rotary has to be fun. We're consumers and we're volunteers. If there's no benefit to us, we leave. And part of the benefit is serving, but having fun and creating relationships along the way. You do that well.
Jenny Smith, president of the Park City Rotary, agrees her group has a good time while doing good in the community.
I think that we have a really vibrant club, and we are continually growing membership, and we raise a lot of money. And we're different than a lot of the other Rotary clubs in the area. So I think he's used to a little more business-like, where we are more about let's have fun, let's enjoy each other, let's do some great things for the community, and have a good time at the same time.
Park City's two Rotary clubs are the Sunrise Club, which meets Thursday mornings, and the Park City Club, which meets Tuesday afternoons. Together, they have nearly 200 members and give back more than $1 million to the local community. Smith says while dedication to service has been the same, other things have changed in Rotary throughout the years.
Rotary used to have a really strict criteria. You had to fit into these categories of, you know, real estate and doctor, and you could only have a certain number of members in that. And they've done away with that because it was limiting to who could join the club. So we are wide open about how people join the club or what they do. They need to either live in the community or work in the community to stay active and a part of the community and feel that connection.
To find out more about Rotary, you can go to the club websites, either parkcityrotary.org or parkcitysunriserotary.org. The Utah Rotary District Conference in Park City will be May 18th through 20th next year. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.